Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Thank you for joining me today. My theme for this program is Hope for Today. I found good encouragement for us in Galatians 6:9, where it says, "Let us not become weary at doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up hope." Oh, yes, even in Bible times, they had to encourage one another not to give up hope. You know, I don't know what you're dealing with, what obstacles or circumstances you may have. Since we have listeners all over the United States as well as in countries around the world, the problems of our listeners cross the spectrum of life issues. I know the people in Haiti are still struggling with the aftermath of the earthquake. Israel is struggling for peace, in fact, for survival. And other countries where Psalms of Hope is heard have daily concerns about war raging in their country. But maybe your issues are more personal. You may have had a bad doctor's report, or you don't know which way to turn. You may have relationship issues, or maybe you're fearful for your very life, or confused about a decision you must make. On and on, the issues vary with each person, don't they? But for this next half hour, I hope you'll sit back and let God Himself bring His hope into your heart as you listen to the scriptures, our modern-day psalms, and the wonderful music that I have planned for you. As we read in the Bible, David also knew about problems. He had many in his life. He had to run for his life and hide in caves from King Saul, who wanted to kill him. People betrayed him. He was often fearful of the events of tomorrow. But one day he made a decision to trust God, and he wrote in Psalm 42, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." Oh, like David, may I encourage you to put your hope in God once again? It's my prayer that the scriptures and stories will be a source of renewed hope for you. Now Jim Nabors sings a wonderful song of encouragement for us. Here he is singing, "Whispering Hope."
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. A gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow. After the shower is gone.
Whispering hope, oh, how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. Oh, yes, whispering hope. You know, hope is such an important part of our lives. Even medical doctors say that keeping hope helps us get well. Yes, we need to keep our hope in all circumstances, no matter how difficult life becomes. And when things get really tough, I am often reminded of the scripture from John 10:10, where Jesus describes Satan, the one who would like to destroy our lives. Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they might have life and that more abundantly." You know, I have learned throughout my life that Satan wants you to give up. He wants you to lose hope. He wants you to give up on your spouse. He wants you to give up on your children and grandchildren and quit praying for them so he can destroy them. But God says you can overcome evil with the mighty power of God. You know, Jesus performed many miracles in the Bible, and he's still doing miracles today. He's doing miracles in our relationships, in our bodies, in every area where we dare to believe, trust, and hope in him. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what the world seems to throw at you, you can ask God to help you through each and every situation, and he will. So guard your hope, seeking God for the victory in your life. You know, God has all the answers to our dilemmas if we just look to him. He says that he is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the bedrock of our hope. And if you don't know who to turn to, this next song will answer that. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band singing a hope melody.
I thought I had to see and feel to prove that what I loved was really real.
Unto the hills. Where does my hope come from? My hope comes from the Lord. Oh, that's so true. I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm still thinking about hope as I sit here tonight in the studio, thinking about you, wondering how you are and where you are, and how I can encourage you. One of the things about keeping hope I learned from childhood was to count my blessings. I remember my mom working down in the basement of our home where she had the washing machine. On Wednesdays, as children, we'd come home from school and hear Mom singing in the basement while she did huge piles of laundry for us six children and Dad. One of the songs she would sing from church was, "Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One." And I find that's a very good thing to do. When one aspect of your life seems to crash around you, you can still name your blessings. Even such things as hugging your dog, the lilting song of a bird, a hug from a friend, thankfulness for your friends and family, they're all blessings, and you can name them one by one, and they will bring you hope. But too often we don't take time to count our blessings, so hope can arise in our heart. But it's at those times we need to take a moment to be quiet. It may be in our car, standing by the kitchen sink, even on a crowded bus where we shut out the world and turn our thoughts to God to thank Him for life itself. Oh, life often isn't easy. In fact, the Apostle Paul wrote, "When we have trials and temptations, we are to choose to praise and thank God for His blessings." Remember that Paul wrote those words from a dark, smelly prison. Paul wrote when we have trials. Yes, he knew too how hard it is to choose to praise God, how hard it is to keep our hope. But now here's that wonderful song to help you keep your hope. It's Vern Jackson singing, "Count Your Blessings."
When I'm worried and I can't
can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about her nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you fall asleep counting your blessings.
Oh yes, count your blessings, and you will be reminded how loved you are by God, and it will stir up hope for your future in your heart. But I know sometimes it's hard to keep hope alive. I remember some years ago, I was at the airport late one night, trying to catch the last flight home as I missed my connecting flight. There was a big snowstorm in Chicago, and many flights were delayed, so we were all experiencing the same problem. Tired children were crying, and adults themselves tired, despaired at spending the night in the lonely airport. And the overworked airport agents were frustrated too. I knew everyone had their own problems, but mine loomed large in my mind. I really needed to get home. So discouraged, I sat down and opened my Bible to spend a few minutes to quiet myself and think about what I could do. Shortly, a woman sat down next to me. "Don't despair," she said. And then she proceeded to tell me that she often travels alone, and she explained how, as a single person, she is sometimes able to get a seat when things like this happen. Often we fail to see a solution because our problems seem overwhelming. And in my case, God sent a stranger to open my mind to help me see the possibilities. And once again, I had hope. We need to remember to hope in the Lord, who has told us in the Bible that He will never abandon us or forsake us. When problems override our emotions, we can renew our hope and remain steadfast in the midst of adversity. If we're open to His guiding, He will often send someone to help us, or a radio program like this one, to remind us to have hope and courage. You know, the Apostle Paul reminds us of that in Romans 16 when he says, "And the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled." Well, now here is the Legacy 5 group singing a song to remind us we are not alone. They sing, "Where No One Stands Alone."
When Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be. And my heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands."
Oh, what a blessing to know that when we have Jesus in our heart, we are never alone. Yes, it's His promise that He will never leave us or forsake us. Yes, God is our hope. You know, one of the best ways people have found to recover from a crisis and again have hope is to reach out to others. Well, that may sound a little crazy. After all, you're the one who's hurting. You're the one who's experienced loss. But giving your time and energy to help others is one of the greatest boosters for hope. For instance, feeling hurting and lonely? Go out and make new friends. Maybe attend an event at your senior center or even a different church. Soon you'll be too busy to feel lonely. How do you do this? Well, first reach out to God and ask Him for discernment to see others who may need your friendship, your help. The key to surviving a crisis is hope. Hope that knows that Jesus loves you. Hope that He is right now working on your behalf. Hope that the future you place in His hands will be better than your present circumstances. And dear friend, one day you will pass from the night into hope for your new day. I'm reminded of that wonderful scripture from Romans 15, where the Apostle Paul wrote a prayer, and it's my prayer for you too. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a wonderful prayer. And that's what we need, isn't it? Confident hope. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you've been encouraged today to reach out to others. And it would be so wonderful if you'd email or write to me. This program depends on support from our listeners. The announcer will give you my website, and I'd love to hear from you. So join me same time, same place next week. And remember, God loves you. I'm Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.